AskPat.com.
What's up, everybody? Paplin here, and welcome to episode 1048, the final episode of Ask Pat here in 2018. I want to thank you all for the support this year. It's just been an amazing run, and I cannot wait for next year because we have a lot of great people lined up to get coached by me, which is exactly what I do here. I coach for free in exchange for having them publicly share their coaching process because I know it's going to help many other people too, just like Jacques here today, who was interviewed back in, or actually coached back in episode 1032, and he's back on today in the final Where Are They Now episode of the year. We're going to get back to the regularly scheduled coaching process next year, very soon, the next episode. So if you haven't subscribed, make sure you do. But today we're going to be talking again with Jacques Hopkins from pianoin21days.com. You can also find his YouTube channel at pianoin21days. He has an amazing success story, and you can hear how far he's come in episode 1032. But even just 16 episodes later, you're going to see just how much process and progress he has made and what he's done and where things are going. So before we get to that, though, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks. They've been an amazing sponsor all year to help support the show. If you need any bookkeeping or financial help with your tracking, expenses, income, or your tax-related items, especially invoicing, if you do any invoicing of any kind, they make it super easy. In less than 30 seconds, you can create an invoice. You can get paid and keep it tracked. They even allow you to understand who has yet to even open those invoices that you send out. Just one of the most amazing companies out there to help relieve some of the headaches that we have as entrepreneurs who should be focusing on other things. Yes, obviously accounting and bookkeeping is important, but leave all the hard, difficult stuff to software like FreshBooks, and you can focus on building your audience and growing your business. So if you want to check it out for 30 days for free, all you have to do is go to freshbooks.com/askpat and just make sure you enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. All right, now let's get to Jacques and let's see how he's been doing. Jacques, hey, welcome back to Ask Pat 2.0. I'm excited to catch up. How are you doing?
Doing great. Thanks so much for another opportunity to do this.
Yeah, I'm excited. You know, last time you were on, which was several months ago, episode 1032, which we'll link to in the show notes so everybody can listen to it. You know, you have this amazing business, Piano in 21 Days, a growing YouTube channel, thriving course business. The last time we talked, you had some questions about segmentation in your audience and how to better serve those kinds of people who are coming to you when there are various kinds of people, from the person who just is starting out, who just wants to dabble, to, you know, people who want to perform, to you know, all different types. So I'd love to hear from you and just have you give us an update on how things have gone since our last call.
Well, things are going really well. Not that they weren't going well back then, but they're going even better now. And thank you so much again for that first session. You know, Piano in 21 Days is very much, you know, automated business. I don't have to spend too much time in it, but I'm always thinking about ways to grow it. And we talked in pretty good depth about segmentation last time. And where I was struggling last time was I had all this great data, because when somebody opts in for my free 5-day workbook on learning piano, right after that they get a survey, and almost everybody fills out that survey. So I have all this unbelievable amount of data, but it was so much, I didn't know what to do with it. So you really helped me to really just focus on one thing at a time. Mm-hmm. And I've done that. And I'm the type of person where when I know what to do and I feel confident about the best path forward, like, I'm all about it. And I'm all about implementing. And so I implemented pretty quickly. And the past couple of months have been definitely the best months ever for Piano in 21 Days. And this month is certainly on pace to do even better.
Dude, I'm so excited for you. So when you say better, tell me what that means to you.
Yeah, so it was Piano in 21 Days was doing about the same like revenue, profit and everything for like a couple of years, just because I had most things on autopilot. And so I was looking for ways to grow. Segmentation sounded like a good way to potentially serve people better and then hopefully increase revenue and profit as well. And so doing about 30K a month, 15 to 18 of which would be profit beforehand, but the past 2 months have been right at 40K revenue with no additional expenses really.
That's awesome.
other than write message. And like this month so far, you know, it's November 14th and already at 26K revenue. So things are going well.
Dude, congrats, man. And you had mentioned a tool, Write Message. Is that one of the first things you began to work with?
Yes, Write Message is awesome. So I was on the fence about it, and you convinced me to use it as a great segmentation tool. It's fantastic. It's funny. I went to sign up for their trial after we talked, and Brennan Dunn, I got an email from Brennan, who's the creator of it, within like 5 minutes of signing up. And at first I thought it was a canned email, but it wasn't. And I pulled it up here because I wanted to share it with you. He said, "Hey, just saw you sign up for Write Message trial. My girlfriend was sitting next to me, saw your name, and was like, 'That's the piano guy, right?' I've been wanting to buy his course for ages." And he said, "Anyway, I just wanted to say hi. I'm one of the founders. So if you need anything, let me know."
Dude, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So tell everybody who doesn't know what Write Message is, like, what is this allowing you to do?
Yeah, I know you've been using it as well. It's a segmentation tool. So it allows you to show different things, different texts, different elements on different pages of your website to different people based on who they are and where they are in your sales cycle or what type of person they are. So, for example, I can show a different headline or image or different elements to somebody who has not subscribed to my email list yet, or somebody who has subscribed to my email list but hasn't made a purchase yet, or if somebody's just in the sales cycle and I know that that they want to sing while they play piano versus somebody who doesn't want to sing while they play piano, I can show them different things and actually even offer them different products or bonuses.
Yeah, that sounds pretty epic to me.
Yes.
So you implemented that, and so how are you segmenting in your audience particularly? You had mentioned the singing and not singing, or was there one sort of segmentation that has been just eye-opening for you more than any other?
No, I wouldn't say there's one. The big takeaway from the last time we talked was don't get overwhelmed by the data. Pick one thing at a time, focus on that. So cool. I started with the one that I didn't think was necessarily going to make the biggest impact, but the one that I thought would be easiest. And so I started with the people I knew didn't even own a piano or a keyboard yet, but yet had still opted in to my workbook and everything. So obviously they wanted to learn, but they didn't have an instrument yet. So what I did for those people was I delayed like the sales funnel, so they didn't get pitched the course right away because they don't even have an instrument yet. And I instead, for that like week delay, I sent them information about the pianos and keyboards I recommend. So that allowed people to get valuable information on the tool they need, but also has significantly increased Amazon affiliate income.
That's awesome. So yes. So it's not just the courses you have, it's Amazon and affiliates and other. Do you do any personal one-on-one or group coaching, or is it all kind of online automation kind of stuff?
For Piano in 21 Days, it's all online course. It's not live or one-on-one.
Is there a reason why you choose not to do that?
Piano, I mean, to be honest with you, it's not like it's not my number one passion in life. It's something the way that I play and teach piano, I found out there was a market for that because it's a non-traditional approach to get results very quickly. But you're not going to be a piano expert with me. And the course serves that audience. Yeah. And I'm not really interested in being a one-on-one piano teacher. I never have been. My day job was an electrical engineer, not a piano teacher.
I think that's so great that you know that about yourself and what you want to do. And you've decided to fit this business in a way that fits who you want to be. And I think that's so smart because a lot of us, we get some success and then we keep pushing further, and we often push beyond where we even probably should be because we just are getting so jaded by the initial success and what other people are doing. I mean, there you could probably make, you know, several thousand dollars a month extra by doing group coaching or one-on-one coaching or even events and things like that. I mean, there's many opportunities there, but you've said, nope, I don't want to do that. This is like a thing that I want to be automated. And I think that's so smart because most people just kind of keep going without even knowing what they're doing or getting into.
Cool. Thanks.
I'm on your YouTube channel. There's a video here it's literally, the title is Learn Piano in 4 Minutes. So you do have this very unique way of teaching, and you might think that's clickbait. And actually the second comment here says, what the heck, this guy is not clickbait. Very good info. And it's a 4-minute video, exactly 4 minutes, and you teach it, and it's great. I love the style. And that video has 624,000 views, and you just did one, you know, not too long ago that has over 120,000 views. But I also noticed that over the past few months, you actually haven't been publishing much on YouTube, yet your business continues to still grow. I'd love to know if you've just kind of given YouTube all it needs, or are there other things kind of that you're focusing on instead of YouTube right now? Like, what's the play there? Because I thought YouTube was kind of the primary exposure channel for you.
It absolutely is. Yeah, that Learn Piano in 4 minutes is a big way that people find me, because it ranks very highly for searching for Learn Piano, for how to play piano, both in YouTube and Google. So that video has done very well, continues to do very well. My channel does very well and is a big traffic driver. You know, my courses and my brand is called Piano in 21 Days. I don't have like a ton of information about piano to share with people. Everything that I know about piano, I put in my course. And I share a little bit here and there on YouTube. And so I feel like I've almost exhausted the topics for free videos on YouTube. And maybe that's just an excuse. But that's kind of the reason for it. But also, when things are going well, it's easy to be lazy. And I think that maybe I do need to get on some sort of regular plan for YouTube, even if that's just once a month or once every couple of months.
Yeah, I mean, that's again up to you. I'd love to know what your work is now. What are you kind of focusing on at this moment in time?
Yeah, that's a good question. So once I really went about hiring a team and doing a lot of automation and outsourcing, and found myself not having to work on Piano in 21 Days very much anymore, this was about a year and a half ago, I got to ask myself for the first time in a long time, like, okay, what do I want to do with my life and what am I good at? And instead of really just going even deeper to piano, I decided I had gained all this valuable knowledge about online courses. And so I started a new brand on coaching and consulting for online courses to help people do kind of what I did with my hobby and turn it into a successful online course. And so I spend more time on that side of my business, even though Piano in 21 Days is way more responsible for like the income for my family. And so That's more of my time these days is spent there on my online course business.
That's cool. Plug it. Where can people go to learn from you? And how are you teaching? Is this more on a one-to-one basis and working with clients, or are you approaching it in the same manner that you did Piano 21 Days, which is with like online content, free stuff?
Yeah, so the brand is the Online Course Guy, and I have one of the main outlets there is a podcast. Big fan of Power Up Podcasting. I'm in there.
Thanks,
and
man.
Highly recommend it for anybody wanting to start a podcast. I joined it a while ago and up to 82 episodes on the podcast.
Congrats.
Thank you. And so I do have a course on how to start an online course, but honestly, that hasn't produced very many success stories. I don't know if people are just fizzling out with that or what, but what I have been successful with is what I've found is I'm better at helping people who already have courses that want to either ramp up their volume and everything, or help with the automation outsourcing and lower the amount of time that they have. I find I'm better at helping that type of person than somebody brand new trying to launch their first course.
Mm-hmm. No, that's good to know, because now it just kind of changes where you put your effort into. When it comes to, and you've obviously become an expert in this because you've done it so well with Piano in 21 Days, when it comes in terms of automating your course and with the people that you're working with now, like, what's the common factor that's holding people back from being able to do that?
There's a couple of things. I think a good sales funnel. You know, a lot of people just have a course up on a page. People can buy it anytime. But having a good sales funnel, preferably an evergreen funnel. Mm-hmm. But also, people are scared to outsource, and they are doing every single aspect of their business and are spending all day like in their email inbox doing customer support, editing videos, doing their own ads. And I've probably been able to help people most with letting go and starting to outsource things to other people.
Yeah, do you find that that's, you know, just pretty much a mindset thing more than anything?
Yes. People are scared to, they feel like they're giving up part of their business and they lack the trust to be able to do that the first time. But what I find is once they outsource one thing one time, then they're far more eager to outsource the next thing.
See, that's exactly what happened to me. It took me 6 years to outsource my podcast. And then once I started doing it, I was like, all right, like what else can I hand off? Because this is, I'm getting so much time back, which is crazy. And then the final question I have for you, Jacques, and again, congrats on all the success. And I'm excited to see, like, even with minimal work on your end, because you have the team and you're building these systems, just how big this goes, because it's continuing to grow, like you said. The final question is what are you doing beyond work? Like what is this online course enabled you to do, and like what is your why?
That's an important question. I have for the past just about 3 years been able to stay home, work from home, and my oldest daughter is just over three. My youngest is just over one. So for the entirety of my second daughter's life and most of my first daughter's life, I've been staying at home and not really working a full-time job from home even. So just watching my kids grow up, spending time with them, being able to have lunch with them or just, you know, pop out and say hi here and there. And then being able to just travel with them, or like when my second daughter was born, I literally took 2 months off and didn't do anything and made just as much money with my business because it's, you know, I had the systems in place. And so to be able to do things like that is what I always dreamed of, why I started listening to the Smart Passive Income years ago, you know, and I'm just stoked that it's here and I'm able to reap the benefits of it.
Dude, you're doing it. You're living it. You're an inspiration. And the reason why I wanted to finish off with that is because your episode is the last one of the year for Ask Pat. And it's the last of the sort of where are they now episodes before we go back into a regular rhythm with new coaching students next year. So by the way, if you haven't subscribed to the show yet, we've got a lot of great shows lined up for you. Make sure you hit subscribe now to Ask Pat. But just a dose of inspiration for you. I mean, this is why I do what I do. This is why Jacques does what he does. It's to spend more time with family, and to do your version of that might be different for those of you listening, but whatever it is you want to do, like building online business, setting up these automations, this gives us the freedom. And I wanted to remind you that this is possible and this is what you're working for, and that moving into 2019, just to keep going, keep finding those answers. And if you need help along the way, you know, this show and my other podcast and my channel, it's all there to help you. And like Jacques, there's going to be many other people who can help you as well for whatever your interests are in this space. So Jacques, thank you so much for the inspiration and motivation, man. One more reminder for where people can go and see you in action.
Sure. Two places, pianoin21days.com and theonlinecourseguy.com.
Awesome, man. Thank you so much for coming back on, and happy new year.
Thanks, Pat. Always appreciate it.
All right. I hope you enjoyed that episode with Jacques. Man, just amazing business, hardly touching the business at all on YouTube. And I cannot wait to see what comes next. And man, many great things. And I'm so glad that he's teaching other people how to do what he's doing, because he's obviously mastered it. And so you can check him out in all the references that we've made on the show. And I also want to give you an opportunity to get coached, just like I did with Jacques back in episode 1032, and potentially come back again to tell us how you've been after taking action. To do that, all you have to do is go to askpat.com and fill out the application and let me know about your business, what you need help with, and things that you envision that would be in your future if you just had a little bit of help. And I will potentially, I can't possibly reach back out to everybody and have them on the show because we only publish once a week currently. But yeah, it's not going to happen unless you try, right? So go to askpat.com. You can also listen to the other episodes in the archive there. And again, I just want to thank you so much for all the support this year. If you haven't gotten a chance to check out the event page for my first big live event, we're having 500 members of Team Flynn, that's you, come to San Diego between July 26 and July 28 of 2019, which is just around the corner. I'm so excited. Check it out, flynncon1.com. It's going to be unlike any conference that you've ever seen or heard of. We're definitely pulling out all the stops and trying something different. I've had 8 years experience speaking, and I know exactly what I like and don't like, and I'm putting that all into one FlynnCon community SPI. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And make sure you subscribe to the show if you haven't already. Cheers and Happy New Year.